Haydn's works for solo piano have had their occasional champions, but they're still not played very often. A little over 30 years ago, Glenn Gould recorded Haydn's late sonata number 49 in E-flat. It was a revelation, not only of Gould's sensitivity and precision, but of Haydn's extraordinary inventiveness and range. In 1980, when Gould was 48, 2 years before his death, he began re-recording the E-flat, along with five other late Haydn sonatas. These pieces were composed between 1782 and 1795, Haydn's 50th through 63rd years. This was a period during which the piano was rapidly evolving into the instrument we know today. Many of Haydn's earlier sonatas had been essentially exercises, but suddenly Haydn's imagination was taken hold of by the keyboard. These are ambitious works, structurally original and harmonically probing. We can hear the influence on Papa Haydn of his most talented pupil, Mozart, and the foreshadowings of Beethoven and Schubert. Haydn lived into his late 70s. His compositional interests turned to larger forms, but after these sonatas, it's not surprising that he felt no need to return to the keyboard. Listen, for example, to the beginning of the sonata in C major, number 50, probably Haydn's last sonata. How the pussyfooting at the start suddenly plunges into something unexpectedly dramatic. Most of these late Haydn sonatas were composed for women, which is an indication not only of how technically accomplished women had become by the end of the 18th century, but of Haydn's respect for women as artists to whom he could entrust these challenging works. Gould's performances are fascinating, very much the product of his later style. Even the most lyrical passages have a clipped, almost brusque clunkiness. It's almost as if he were trying to reproduce the stiffer sound of an 18th century forte piano. Not all of his other recordings in this style work so well. It's as if with Haydn, Gould were giving us a kind of X-ray of the skeleton underneath. And since Haydn is usually more interested in themes than melodies, Gould's analytic approach can be extremely helpful. Of course, it helps also that he's a great imaginative musician, dramatic and daring, not merely a dry structuralist. Here's the beginning of the Adagio e Cantabile of Haydn's E-flat Sonata, recorded by Glenn Gould in 1980. Fortunately, Gould's 1958 recording of the same sonata is back in print, in Volume 2 of a CBS series called The Glenn Gould Legacy. That version has a more flexible, lyrical touch that makes the later version seem more mechanical and heavy-handed. Gould's youthful delicacy has the greater poignance and vulnerability. Here's Gould's first version, recorded 22 years earlier. Thank you. Maybe it's too bad that Gould didn't record all these Haydn sonatas earlier. But what's most important is that he continued his eloquent explorations of these remarkable works.